At the website www.dhmo.org, we read the following. Welcome to the website for the Dihydrogen Monoxide Research Division, currently located in Newark, Delaware. The controversy surrounding dihydrogen monoxide has never been more widely debated, and the goal of this site is to provide an unbiased data clearinghouse and a forum for public discussion. There are links to the National Institutes of Health National Toxicology Program, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Green Party of New Zealand. It may have been this website that led one California city, Aliso Viejo in Orange County, to consider a ban on foam cups because they are made with dihydrogen monoxide. Well, we found the man who created the website in question. He's in Villanova, Pennsylvania, Dr. Tom Way. Can you please tell us, first of all, when you became involved with the dihydrogen monoxide crisis?
In 1997, I actually had discovered some information on the internet about dihydrogen monoxide, but there wasn't a whole lot of information out there. Kind of the same one web page worth of relatively inflammatory information that was entirely promoting a ban of the chemical. And so it just piqued my interest, and I started doing research and discovered that there was a lot of information that was being ignored or left out.
The website includes the following information, and I quote again, "Dihydrogen monoxide is a colorless and odorless chemical compound, also referred to by some as dihydrogen oxide, hydrogen hydroxide, hydronium hydroxide, or simply hydric acid. Its basis is the unstable radical hydroxide, the components of which are found in a number of caustic, explosive, and poisonous compounds such as sulfuric acid, nitroglycerin, and ethyl alcohol." This is powerful stuff.
Yes, it is very dangerous, and I think one of the goals of the website is to provide the information to just let people know about this chemical, what sorts of dangers are involved, like if you inhale enough of the stuff, it can actually kill you. It's a major component of acid rain. Solid dihydrogen monoxide can cause tissue damage. Exposure can decrease the effectiveness of your brakes, so it could lead to automobile accidents. Something that people might not realize is that you can wash your hands for 10 minutes and still not be able to remove all traces of dihydrogen monoxide. So it's insidious.
This substance, dihydrogen monoxide, in the chemical notation would be dihydrogen, that's two H's, two atoms of hydrogen, monoxide, one oxygen, H2O, better known outside the lab as water. Is this just a prank to have your dihydrogen monoxide website trying to fool people into panicking over the substance in their drinking fountains?
Well, Robert, that has happened. In fact, there were a couple of disc jockeys in Kansas City about a year or two ago who went on the air and informed the population of Kansas City that there was dihydrogen monoxide in the city's water supply. And, of course, most people immediately recognized it for what it was, but there were a certain number of people who called panicked to the city water department, and next thing you know, the disc jockeys were being reprimanded, and there was the potential for fines being levied, all for what they thought was a nice little April 1st message to their listeners. But everything on the site is 100% true. Mm-hmm. I had chemists look over the site and tell me, yes, in fact, everything on there is true. There just happens to be perhaps one minor detail left out, which would be the common name for dihydrogen monoxide.
Well, Tom Way, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Dr. Way runs the website of the Dihydrogen Monoxide Research Division. You can find a link to his website at our website, npr.org.